Harper Audio presents Arthur's Pen Pal by Lillian Hoban.
It was Sunday night. Mother and father had gone out to dinner. The babysitter was watching television. Violet was doing her homework. She drew a picture of a cow eating grass. "Arthur," she said, "will you help me with my homework? Will you help me show how milk is made?" "I can't," said Arthur. "I am writing a letter to my pen pal."
"Who is your pen pal?" asked Violet.
"His name is Sandy," said Arthur, "and he has a big brother."
"There is a girl in my class named Sandy," said Violet.
"My pen pal is a boy," said Arthur. "He is learning karate, and he plays the drums."
"Will you help me after you write to your pen pal?" asked Violet.
"Why do you always need help?" asked Arthur. "Little sisters are a pain." "Violet," called the babysitter, "it's time to take your bath."
Violet finished her homework. She put her pencils and eraser in her pencil case. She laid out a clean dress and a ribbon for her hair. Then she went to take her bath. Arthur finished writing his letter. He wrote, "Dear Sandy, I am glad you are my pen pal. I have a little sister. I wish I had a little brother. I wish I had drums. Send me a picture of yourself. Your friend, Arthur." Arthur looked in his pocket for Sandy's address. He pulled out 2 bottle caps, a baseball card, and some marbles. He pulled out some string and some chewing gum. He pulled out a rubber snake and half of a melted chocolate bar.
"Arthur," called the babysitter, "get ready for bed." "I can't," said Arthur. "I am looking for something."
Arthur picked up his notebook and shook it. Orange peels, a bird's feather, a sandwich bag, and the letter from his pen pal fell out.
"Arthur," said the babysitter, "you clean up this mess right now. Why can't you be neat like your little sister?"
Arthur picked up the letter from his pen pal.
"My pen pal doesn't have a little sister," said Arthur.
"My pen pal has a big brother. His big brother does karate with him and has lots of fun."
Violet came back from her bath.
"Will you play a game with us?" she asked the babysitter.
"All right," said the babysitter. "But first, Arthur has to pick up his things." "I bet my pen pal doesn't even need a babysitter," said Arthur. "Only little sisters need babysitters."
Arthur picked up his things. Then he went to take his bath. He ran a lot of water into the bathtub. He dipped his toes in the water and washed the middle of his face and some of his fingers. Then he put on his pajamas and went into the kitchen. Violet and the babysitter were playing tiddlywinks.
"Tiddlywinks is no fun," said Arthur. "Let's Indian wrestle."
"All right," said Violet. "If you promise not to squeeze too hard."
"Arthur," said the babysitter, "let me see your hands." "What for?" asked Arthur. "If I see your palms, I can tell your fortune."
Said the babysitter.
"I see that you will get a letter from a short,
dark woman. I also see that your hands are very dirty. Now go get washed.
I bet if my pen pal needs a babysitter, he gets a nice one, said Arthur.
I think she is a very nice babysitter, said Violet.
Little sisters always like their babysitters, said Arthur. And he went to get washed.
When Arthur got back, Violet was standing on her hands.
Why are you doing that? Asked Arthur. I thought we were going to Indian wrestle.
We will, said Violet, but first I have to make my arms stronger.
What for? Asked Arthur.
So I can beat you, said Violet.
Then Violet rolled up a newspaper. Now what are you doing? Asked Arthur.
I have to make my hands stronger, said Violet, so I can squeeze you harder than you squeeze me.
Squeezing is no fair, said Arthur.
I know, said Violet, but you always do it.
She squeezed the newspaper as hard as she could.
Okay, said Violet. Now I am ready.
Arthur and Violet began to Indian wrestle. Violet pushed Arthur's arm as hard as she could, but Arthur pushed harder.
Violet squeezed Arthur's hand as hard as she could, but Arthur squeezed harder.
Ouch!
Cried Violet.
Arthur, called the babysitter, stop that right now.
My thumb hurts, said Violet. Arthur twisted it.
Why can't you be a nice big brother? Said the babysitter. Why do you have to hurt your little sister?
Little sisters are no fun, said Arthur. They are always getting hurt.
It must be nice to have a little brother like Sandy.
It's not fair, said Violet. We always play games where I have to be strong. Why can't we play something I am good at? Why don't we skip rope? I could beat you at sweet milk, sour milk, or red hot pepper any day.
That is a very good idea, said the babysitter. But now it is time for bed.
Okay, said Arthur. But I bet I can beat Violet at rope skipping. And I bet my pen pal and his big brother could beat Violet too.
We'll see, said Violet, and they both went to bed. The next day, Arthur mailed the letter to his pen pal. When Arthur got home, Violet had the skipping rope ready.
Shall we start on the easy skipping like sweet milk, sour milk? Or do you want to go right for red hot pepper?
Let me practice first, said Arthur.
He skipped slow and he skipped fast. He skipped sweet milk, sour milk, and he skipped red hot pepper.
That's not bad, said Violet. Now, let's see you do this.
She skipped sweet milk, sour milk. When she came to buttermilk skim, she skipped the rope so high that Arthur couldn't believe it.
Then Violet skipped red hot pepper. She skipped vinegar, mustard, pepper, salt, chili sauce and pickles, onions mixed with malt, catsup, ketchup, red hot pepper.
When she came to catsup, ketchup, she skipped very fast. When she came to red hot pepper, she skipped very, very fast. And she looped the loop at the same time.
Okay, said Violet. Now you do it.
Arthur took a deep breath
He held the rope tight. First, he skipped slowly. When he came to catsup ketchup, he skipped faster. Then he came to red hot pepper. He skipped very, very fast, but when he tried to loop the loop, his foot got caught and he fell down.
"Well, Mr. Smarty Pants," said Violet, "maybe I can't beat you at Indian wrestling, but I can beat you at rope skipping, and I bet I could beat your pen pal and his big brother, too."
"My pen pal doesn't skip rope," said Arthur. "My pen pal is strong, and so is his brother. They Indian wrestle and do karate." "I wish I were my pen pal's big brother," said Arthur. "And I am going to write a letter to my pen pal and tell him so."
Arthur wrote another letter to his pen pal. He wrote, "Dear Sandy, I wish I were your big brother. Then we could Indian wrestle, or maybe do karate. All my little sister can do is skip rope. She thinks she is great because she can loop the loop and do red hot pepper at the same time. Don't forget to send me your picture. Your friend, Arthur." At the end of the week, Arthur got a letter from his pen pal. It said, "Dear Arthur, I loved Indian wrestle. I always win because I am the all-girls champ. Tell me more about your little sister. I can double loop the loop while I do red hot pepper, can she? Here is the picture you asked for. The one on the floor is my big brother. Your friend, Sandy. P.S. My big brother says he will trade places with you any day." Arthur looked at the picture for a long time. He read the letter again. He looked at the picture some more. Arthur thought about little sisters and big brothers for a long time. He thought about his little sister, Violet. She did not cry too much when he beat her at Indian wrestling. She did not brag too much when she beat him at rope skipping. And she never knocked him down because she couldn't do karate. Then Arthur wrote another letter to Sandy. He wrote, "Dear Sandy, I like the way you look in your karate outfit. Does your brother like having a little sister who does karate? My little sister is pretty neat. She can double loop the loop while she does red hot pepper, and she can even do it backwards. Your friend, Arthur. P.S. Tell your brother I don't want to trade places." When the babysitter came again, Violet said,
"We had a rope skipping contest and I won."
"Well," said the babysitter, "I guess Arthur is better at Indian wrestling and you are better at rope skipping."
"Yes," said Arthur. "Violet can skip red hot pepper and loop the loop at the same time. And I bet she can even double loop the loop and skip red hot pepper."
"I can," said Violet. "How did you know?"
"I got a letter from a short, dark woman," said Arthur.
"Sandy?" asked Violet.
"Yes," said Arthur.
"Well," said the babysitter, "maybe I should tell fortunes instead of babysitting."
"Oh, no," said Violet. "I like having you for a babysitter."
"So do I," said Arthur.
I always knew you did, said the babysitter. And she gave them both a big hug.
You've been listening to Arthur's Pen Pal by Lillian Hoban. Copyright 1976 by Lillian Hoban. Production copyright 1980 by HarperCollins Publishers.